Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Rose Carlson. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 9th, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Northwestern's request for an analysis of the zoning eligibility of temporarily transforming its lakeside soccer field into a football stadium was approved by the city of Evanston. The field would serve as a base for Northwestern's home football games this fall, as Ryan Field undergoes demolition and reconstruction. Stipulations and potential obstacles lie ahead, however, as building permits will still be needed for the project to go forward. In Cook County, former Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot was hired last night to investigate the financial activity of current Dalton, Illinois Mayor Tiffany Henyard. The trustees who appointed Lightfoot cited a, quote, excessive and unauthorized use of village funds, end quote, which has culminated in a village deficit exceeding $5 million. The mayor was not present at Monday's meeting, although the Chicago Tribune says Henyard will most likely veto Lightfoot's appointment. Henyard has previously vetoed trustee motions for investigation into her management of Dalton's money. In Chicago, Joe Biden touched down behind Soldier Field last night for a campaign fundraiser. The president condemned Trump's stance and actions against abortion rights, an issue Democrats backing Joe Biden have emphasized, especially in the context of faltering faith in the president in light of his support for Israel. Protesters outside the event, some wearing keffiyehs and holding posters which read things like, quote, Genocide Joe, end quote, raised concerns with Biden's leadership. In national news, last night, the Huskies locked out the Purdue Boilermakers for a 75-60 win in the men's March Madness final. Notably, this championship score is only 2 points different from Northwestern's 58-75 loss against the Huskies in this year's round of 32. Additionally, the Wildcats had a much better second-half performance against UConn than Matt Painter's squad, which was outscored by 9 in the final 20 minutes. The Cats, by comparison, trounced the Huskies by 5 in their own second-half play. To conclude, a break from the cats and dogs. Cambodia is investigating influencers' abuse of monkeys at its famous Angkor archaeological site. Officials say the revenue that can be produced by posting clips of the monkeys to sites like YouTube incentivizes some to invade the personal space and well-being of the monkeys, with some going so far as to inflict physical harm upon the mammals. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Rose Carlson. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNURnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.